Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, June the 23rd, 2024, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Idris, VK7ZIR. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by Clayton, VK7ZCR. On medium and high frequency broadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators, 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.67 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 7.14 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, 14.13 MHz by Any Takers, 28.2525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT, and a UHFCB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 7pm on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHFCB 24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. Contest news. Winter VHF UHF Field Day. Hello all from Richard VK7ZBX. This weekend is the Winter VHF UHF Field Day. Yes folks, it's time to go somewhere cold and play radios for a while. And this one aligns with the ARRL Field Day in the US too. This year the Field Day runs across Saturday, June the 22nd, from 0100 UTC through to 0059 UTC today, Sunday, June the 23rd. Plenty of categories to participate in. No need to go portable, although it's a great opportunity to get out and about and play radio. But you can still operate from your home station. The Field Day is aimed at VHF and up, to the best places to listen for activity would be 52.525, 146.5, 439.0, 1296.15, 2403.15, our very popular 3398.15, and 10368.15 on FM, and of course the usual SSB frequencies of 50.150, 144.150, 432.150 are always worth a listen or a call. Hopefully hear you on the higher bands, and please remember to submit your log after the contest is finished. 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. Tassie Ham Econ. Innovation in amateur radio. Bookings now open. The Tassie Ham Conference is being held on the 2nd and 3rd of November 2024 and is being held at the Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre on the Sandy Bay campus of UTAS. Addressing feedback from the last conference, this 2024 event is fully catered. Get that right. There will be endless tea, coffee and other beverages, morning and afternoon tea and lunch on Saturday, and morning tea and lunch on Sunday, provided as part of the conference fee. Some more of the innovative presenters we have locked in include Martin Lufer, VK7GN, radio contesting from BC, that's before computers, to Game Boy. Rex Moncur, VK7MO, scattering signals off lightning. Adam Kimmerly, K6ARK, the quest for miniaturisation. On the Friday night, we are holding a pre-conference social gathering barbecue at the Reist Club Rooms, and then Saturday and the first half of Sunday is a fun-filled conference of presentations and activities centred around the theme of innovation in amateur radio. We have also locked in some great sponsors in ICOM Australia, who are celebrating their 60th year this year, and there is some great equipment appearing to celebrate this milestone. DigiRig is another sponsor, and a huge thank you to Dennis, K0TX, who has been very generous with raffle and door prizes. Tet Emtron is another wonderful sponsor, and a huge thank you to Mark, VK6MOA, who has been very generous with raffle prizes. Watch the Tassie Ham Econ webpage for more details as they come to hand. At 73 from the Tassie Ham Econ Organising Committee. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. Another busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7s, ZGK, TW, ZAB, DMH, ZBX, KT, AAR and EV, all sharing 40 photos. The highlights were Winter Solstice with Stonehenge showing the longest day, Machu Picchu in South America built by the Inca, a Mayan pyramid in Central America, an Egyptian pyramid and the Sphinx, the sunrise nude dip in the Derwent River, Winter Feast at Dark Mofo, The Dark Side of the Moon, the 50th anniversary by Pink Floyd, showing at the QV Mag Planetarium in Launceston, Marinetta 2, a portable lifeboat radio set with its floating enclosure. Tickets are now available for the Tassie Ham Econ in November. Ham Shacks, Ham Clock, Antenna Stacks, and an RF Low Noise 10 GHz amplifier block. A slice of the Basslink interconnector cable and the smaller Earth return. Failed governments. VK7TW with Professor Fred Watson. Canary Wharf Railway Station. A chook with a hiding chick. And a harp headstock in close-up. And remember, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, any time, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. A suggested theme for next week's net is Reflections. 73 for Mandray, VK7ZAB. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Meeting. NWTARC held its bi-monthly club meeting on the 15th of June 2024 at the Olveston Scout Hall. As the club president has resigned as he's moving to Hobart, the club appointed Andrew VK7XR as president till the next AGM. Club members have requested the repeater committee formulate a plan to rearrange the antenna system on VK7RMD Mount Duncan to enable the installation of the UHF-CB repeater, which is to be submitted to the executive committee for review. The club is also now in possession of the VK7RAL repeater and link radios and is keen to have that repaired as soon as possible so amateurs on the West Coast can access the statewide link. The club welcomed new members, Jeff VK1JB and Dion VK7DB. Newly licensed amateur Mark VK7MAR also attended the meeting, as did Steve VK7SL. The club has loaned the Northwest Car Club 5 Motorola midband radios for an upcoming motorsport event. The table car boot sale was a success, with the club realising $1,516 from the event. The club will donate the profits from renting the tables to sellers on the day to the Leven District Scouts, who allow our club to use their facilities. Eric VK7EV is glad after nearly 4 years his garage is devoid of estate equipment so he can park his car in it. After the meeting in Show and Tell, Brendan, a regular attendee with a vast radio comms background, brought along some mobile phone tower antenna internals and phasing harnesses for members to view, and a fair bit of discussion occurred. Andrew, VK7XR, brought along two of the radio sons that he and VK7EV Eric have located. Andrew brought along detailed paperwork on how the radio sons are used and the data the Bureau of Meteorology receives from them. He also brought along a laptop showing the software used to receive and decode them, as well as a dissected radio sons casing, so the inner workings and electronics could be viewed and explained. Members enjoyed afternoon tea, and a variety of radio discussions occurred. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer for NWTARC. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North. The SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. June is nearly over with just one more broadcast until the middle of the calendar year and the end of the financial year, with the accompanying fun tax return time again. First up, an important message. As we are well and truly heading into the winter season, it seems a suitable time to mention that our repeater batteries can sometimes struggle to fully recharge each day, especially in cloudy and wet weather conditions. Please consider this, as it will minimise the possibility of trying to save power by turning some repeaters off for a period of time. Thank you from the NTARC committee. I will now hand over to Idris VK7ZIR to provide a rundown of the Wednesday evening's technical session. First arrivals to the club rooms would have found the heater well fired up and the urns ready due to some construction work happening that afternoon, and so preparations for the evening were already done. Peter, VK7KPC, is continuing cleaning and testing the Marinetta lifeboat radio. Progress so far includes getting the hand-cranked generator working, achieving a correct HT of 300 volts and auxiliary voltage of 30 volts. A light glows to indicate when HT level is correct, confirmed with a multimeter. His next task is to wire in the unattached microphone to enable voice transmission. Luckily, there are some very good schematics available. With the case cleaned up and the long wire antenna attached, the whole radio looks very businesslike. Operational progress reports to come. Watch this space. Thanks, Peter. And Ross, VK7ALH, brought in a resident from the VK7ALH home for unwanted and damaged radios. This was an example of a 10TEC 544 HF transceiver rescued from a skip after an estate cleanout. The radio was in many pieces with almost no knobs, so Ross has a box full of parts to source from. This unit is of modular construction with many small circuit boards. Hopefully he will have enough parts to get the radio operational. Modifications made by the previous owner have to be found and the correct specifications restored. The top and bottom covers have been lost, so Ross is having replacements manufactured. The finished restoration will be a very handsome radio. Well done, Ross. We will look forward to progress reports and the final demonstration. Thanks, Idris, for the TechNight report. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast, NTARC Blogs. Mid-year club get-together and meal. The venue has been booked, locking in the date and time. It is to be held on the 10th of July, which is a Wednesday night, with the venue being the Iron Horse Bar and Grill, located at 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale, Launceston. Those who wish to attend, please register the number of places required by emailing the secretary or filling in the registration sheet at the club rooms. Menu is a la carte. We will be arriving at 6 p.m. for a 6:30 meal. A link to the Iron Horse location and menu information is available in the text version of this broadcast. Iron Horse Bar and Grill. Just up from information, the main access to the restaurant is via a wheelchair and walking-friendly gentle ramp. Upcoming events. TestNet and TechNet session. Every Wednesday, TestNet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m., then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7WW. Coffee morning held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in, check the QSL cards, and join us for a cuppa. There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. Club room technical night session. The next session will be on Wednesday the 3rd of July and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@intark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. That's 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary NTARC Incorporated. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. And a huge thank you. The REAST Committee and Training and Assessment Group would like to thank Clayton VK7ZCR for his many years of selling the Foundation Licence handbooks at his service station on the corner of Amy Street and Main Road at Moona. Unfortunately, Clayton is no longer involved with the service station, and therefore we can no longer sell from this venue. We sincerely thank Clayton, for he has sold hundreds of handbooks and contributed to the upskilling of many candidates to become amateur radio operators over many, many years through the use of the handbooks. Handbooks are now available from the club rooms between 12 to 2 p.m. and 6 to 10 p.m. for $35, and the preferred payment method is credit card through our Square facility. That's 73 from the REAST Training and Assessment Team. July Fun Activity, Amateur Radio Quiz Night. Get ready for a night of fun and brain-teasing excitement. Do you think you know those propagation modes, radios, antennas, or novel communication methods? Join us at the REAST Amateur Radio Quiz Night on the 3rd of July 2024, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. Test your knowledge, meet fellow members, and there may even be some fantastic prizes. Don't miss out, mark your calendar and bring your A-game. 73 from the REAST Committee. July Forum Night, Contesting. This forum night will focus on amateur radio contesting in all its forms. It will be held in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms from 7:30 p.m. and will be streamed. Come along with your stories of contesting, award certificates, special contesting hardware and software, and show them to the eager forum crowd. Be prepared to share your experiences, special tricks of the trade, and contest folklore. 7:30 p.m. Wednesday the 10th of July 2024 in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed. See you there. 73 from the REAST Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Wednesday Experimenters Group. Last Wednesday night we had a diverse range of subjects and people in the studio. We started with Hayden VK7HH and Justin VK7TW doing a promotion of the Tassie Ham Econ in November. Bookings are open, presenters are being finalised, and sponsors are stepping up. Lance VK7ZA and Justin VK7TW then did a promotion of the CW Ops, CW Academy, which is a wonderful volunteer-run academy that is available to anyone who is interested in learning Morse code. There are four levels. Beginners, for people with limited or no prior experience with Morse code, and you end up at 6 words per minute plus. Fundamental is for people who have a familiarity with Morse code characters and desire to increase proficiency and finish at 10 words per minute plus. The intermediate level is operating at 10 plus words per minute and desire to increase proficiency for contest, DX and rag choose. The advanced level is for those wanting to operate at 20 plus WP words per minute and desire to increase proficiency for higher speed on-air activity to 30 words per minute plus. Lance has done the intermediate level and currently doing the advanced level, and Justin is doing the fundamental level. Lance and Justin discuss some of the training principles and tools they use. Justin explained the use of CW Bingo and Hot Potato Games and the iPhone app called Morse Elmer. Thanks to Lance. We then got Jim BK7JDZ into the studio and talked about the last Equine Endurance Safety Communications event at Baker's Beach up near Port Sorell. Justin, VK7TW, then finished off with a quote from a fascinating book on early radar prior to World War II, called Boffin, A Personal Story of the Early Days of Radar, Radio Astronomy and Quantum Optics, by R. Hanbury Brown, who worked with Robert Watson Watt, who was the father of radar in the UK. People started arriving at the night around 6 p.m, and many brought their dinner to enjoy. The DATV studio fires up at 7:30 p.m, with streaming on the Reist YouTube channel and RF broadcasting. While this program is happening in the DATV studio, there is much discussion, experimenting, playing, talking, drinking coffee and tea, serious cunning plan development, and general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving. This week we have a special guest in the studio in Dave VK5DG7, who is touring around VK7 with XYL, working parks, summits and birds from grid squares. Specifically, Green Tube, and Dave is number 4 on the number of grid squares worked on the Green Tube cube. We are hoping Green Cube is back up and fully working again by Wednesday night, and we may have a demonstration if we have a favourable pass. Dave is looking to add to his green grid square numbers whilst in VK7. We stream the knots on the Reist YouTube streaming channel, and we also go out on RF DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's Night Signal. Look out for VK7OTC. See you there or on the stream. That's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Reist Training and Assessments. Foundation training and assessment days are every 2 months, and all other assessments, standard, advanced or regulations, are held on the in-between months. The dates can be found on the Reist event pages. The foundation training and assessment days are on Saturdays, 29th of June 2024, that is next Saturday, and bookings are closed. 24th of August 2024, 26th of August 2024. The other licence assessment days are on Saturdays, 27th of July 2024, 28th of September 2024, and 30th of November 2024. We also have a new training and assessment email address for all bookings, queries and questions, and that is reist.assessor@gmail.com. This email address is forwarded to the learning organiser and he will respond to any questions. So our next Reist Foundation Training and Assessment Day is Saturday the 29th of June 2024 from 10 a.m, and then please let the team know ASAP on email reist.assessor@gmail.com or by ringing Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the Reist Learning Organiser, on 0417 391607. That number again, 0417 391607. The Reist Foundation Licence Training videos have been updated to reflect the new class licence arrangements. They can be found on the Reist YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Check them out along with the WIA Foundation trial exams. That's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Now regular VK gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on the 3.64 MHz, commencing at 6:30 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link, on VK7RAF, VK7RJG, from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 with a 600 kHz negative offset, CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Statewide, microwave QSO party, following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the evening minute. Reist Wags, the Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. Reist Wigs, Wednesday experimenters group from around 6 p.m. with the ATV show starting at 7:30 p.m. in the Reist Club Rooms domains at the Queen's Domain. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 o'clock midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Test Net and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night. TestNet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NTARC Coffee Mornings held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochalie Club Rooms. NTARC Club Room Technical Night Session, Wednesday the 3rd of July from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres VK7 RMD, input 146.025, output 146.625, tone is 141.3. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net on 144.190 USB. Events, Reist, July 3rd, Amateur Radio Quiz Night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. NTARC, July the 10th, Mid-Year Club Get-Together and Meal at the Iron Horse Bar and Grill, located at 468 Westby Road, Prospect Vale, from 6 p.m. Reist, July the 10th, Contesting Forum from 7:30 p.m, Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. Reist, August the 7th, My Life as a Lighthouse Keeper with Mike VK7FB from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and via the Reist YouTube streaming channel. VK, November 2nd to the 3rd, Tassie Ham Conference, Innovation in Amateur Radio, Sandy Bay Campus, UTAS. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader will be VK7RI. Repeaters, Reist NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7JGD, 40 metres VK7DG, 20 metres VK7TPE, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHFCB 24, VK7FMAC, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK3PG. Hey, a huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7 Whiskey India, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters, VK7RAA in Northern VK7, and VK7RHT and UHFCB24 in the south. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Group, IO Group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Idris, VK7ZIR, wishing you 73, stay safe, and have a fantastic week.